A government-appointed commission has identified what it considers the most serious problems facing the oceans. President Bush named the commission early in his administration. Now its members are warning the president about overfishing and pollution. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The chairman of the U.S. Oceans Commission, retired Navy Admiral James Watkins, is not shy about placing blame for the problems of the oceans. The trouble, he says, is the short-sighted and splintered approach of government. He points to overfishing, which has led to the collapse of some fisheries and left others on the brink.
We talk about the loss of fisheries, but we don't set up a mechanism to manage it properly. We have harmful algal blooms. We have pollution. We are killing our species off.
That's the bad news, but the hopeful part, according to the commission, is that the problems can be turned around. They're recommending an overhaul of oceans management. Chairman Watkins explains the new system should be centralized. Instead of 20 federal agencies overseeing bits and pieces of fishing or pollution law, the power would be coordinated and managed by one authority. Some lawmakers may wince at this prospect, but Watson says the goal is to take politics out of oceans policy.
So that we can come together under a science-based approach that we're recommending and get out of the political business to say, look, we don't care whether you get reelected or not, we're going to save this fishery species. That's very important for our people, for the economy, and for the world to see that we're serious so we can take a leadership role.
Such idealism coming from the Bush administration's hand-picked oceans chairman gave conservation groups a boost yesterday. Mark Spalding heads the Alaska Conservation Foundation's oceans program. He says when the panel was first appointed, hopes were not high.
The president appointed people that are like-minded with him, from oil companies, drilling companies, and the like. Yet they came to the same conclusion that we all have. The oceans are in deep trouble, and change in governance is urgently needed.
In order to set up a new infrastructure, the commission recommends that the president create, by executive order, a National Ocean Council within the White House to oversee the coordination of oceans policies. Spalding says this is the structure that's needed.
We are missing opportunities to be responsible in our management. We've collapsed our fisheries in the North Atlantic. We've got dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico. We've closed fisheries off of Oregon and Washington. We have to save what's left.
Other recommendations are prescriptions for improved fishing practices. For instance, new rules for bottom trawling, a practice that kills a lot of fish unintentionally, and over time can deplete stocks of fish that help keep the oceans healthy. It's steps like these that advocates like Gerald Lieb of the National Environmental Trust say will make a difference.
Now the challenge is for the administration to address this critical problem now that the science is settled.
Administration officials say they've already begun to take action, reviewing the recommendations. Jim Conaton, chairman of the White House Council on Environmental Quality, held a teleconference with reporters. He praised the commission's work, but says it's a blueprint that will take decades to realize.
They not only have given us an agenda for near-term actions and opportunities, which we are taking, but they've also given us a framework in which to construct ourselves to a new and better managed process of oceans policy as we carry forward to our children's generation.
No one is expecting final action on any of these recommendations this election year. One supporter says the challenge is to get lawmakers engaged in the issue early next year before the commission's report becomes another well-intentioned document fated to collect dust. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.